Willie Mack show is on chat. Do you know Willie Mack?
I know Willie Mack.
You know Willie Mack.
Isn't this blackmail or extortion? If she's trying to personally settle with me and they've already sent me a demand letter, I'm pretty sure this is not allowed. Jesus fucking Christ. Are those from Doe? No, those are all from fucking Abby, dude. They're star witness. I didn't even remember that she told me like 12 times, I have all the evidence, I saved everything. And then she tried to blackmail me. This is blackmail. What exactly would you be paying for? I don't know. She made it sound like she wanted me to give her a few thousand dollars to go away from this case. Wait, have I read these on stream before? Wait, that's crazy. So she admitted that she had everything. She had all the evidence. Would she really go to trial on that? How could they sit her down and have her answer questions? We're gonna see the Lauren Depo videos. Would you, why, how would I even have those videos?
We're now about a chess game, but can I ask you to put your phone to the side?
These ones?
Focus on the...
So, did you send a video to Abby MC after October 1st, 2022, which is the effective date of Card II? Was at least one or if not two videos sent to this person called Abby MC?
Probably. I think probably. If that was in my logs or whatever, yeah. But nothing related to Pixie, so.
Okay, so you, so Pixie's saying that it's related to her. You're saying that it didn't have Pixie in either of those videos?
No. Nothing I've ever sent her, no.
Okay. And then I guess, you must have seen Abby MC's testimony. Correct. So the testimony is sealed, so I can't see it, right? I don't know what it says. But according to Pixie, Abby MC says that she saw Pixie in one of the videos. Are you contesting that?
Yeah.
Are you saying that Abby MC is lying?
100%. Yeah.
Okay, so I have to raise your audio. Sorry about that. I'm very new to this. Can you say hello?
Hello.
Okay, I think the audio is good. Okay, the audio is better now. So you did not, just to confirm, you did not send Abby MC a video of Pixie. And you're certain of this fact?
1,000,000%, yeah.
Okay, did you send a Pixie video to Rose?
I think the specific language is to the person that was in charge of that account. Yes.
Yes. Oh, yeah. Okay, yeah. Let me rephrase it. To the person pretending to be Rose. And it was sent before Card II, correct?
Yeah, I don't remember whenever the date is. I think it's like April of 2022 or something.
But did it remain accessible on Discord until, I guess they're saying 2023 or 2024, after the law became, or the statute became law? Do you know that?
I think technically, I don't know when exactly I deleted it, but yeah.
Okay, so you didn't delete it until after October 1st, 2022.
It would have been way after that, yeah.
So there was ongoing accessibility of the video link. Taking a side note from my notes, can you explain exactly what happened to Rose? I know that it was her boyfriend. So she was 17, her boyfriend was 19, is that correct, when you first contacted them?
This is an incredibly convoluted story, but the long and short is basically that I think there was a British guy who was, I think it was his mid-20s, was apparently running accounts online that were pictures of his 17-year-old girlfriend, and then he was catfishing me and I guess other men, whoever was fucking the account, while running this account back in 2022.
Okay. And you talked to this person for a year, or how long did you talk to this person for?
I think 2 or 3 years, from 2020... 2 to 2024. I guess about 2 years, 2 or 3 years. Yeah.
Have you watched the show Catfish on MTV before, or have you heard of the show?
No.
Okay, it's about being catfished, but to make a long story short, it's the characters on it who are getting catfished are not very smart. So from the very beginning, you're kind of shown from the show perspective that, like, oh, this person being catfished. You're pretty smart, Destiny. How could you possibly be catfished by a guy for 2 to 3 years, exchanging intimate images? That's, you know, one of the core problems I have is like, how could that even happen? You know,
I mean, technically, anybody can catfish anybody. It just depends on the amount of effort you're willing to put into it. Like, if somebody is willing to get a girl to take pictures, that's very hard. If somebody's willing to get somebody to do a phone call, that would be hard. If somebody's willing to get somebody to send video, I mean, it just depends on how much effort somebody puts into it. But assuming you're not seeing the person in real life, technically, there's no way to know 100,000,000% who you're talking to on the other side, right?
So you never saw her in real life? Have you ever had a phone call conversation with her? Or
No. I thought I'd spoken to her on Discord on an audio call, but I guess I never had, because when I went back and checked my logs after the lawsuit started, we never had any actual calls. So we just like a suggestion.
Okay, so my concern here is like, it seems almost like irresponsible to, you know, be sending images of other people, yourself included, if you don't know, you know, in this case, you were catfished. Would you agree with that statement, or is there something I'm missing here? There's something I'm maybe not understanding, because
it just depends on the perspective, I guess, you have on life. I mean, technically, every behavior you engage in, you know, carries some level of risk to it. Every sexual encounter has the risk of a potential STD. Every online encounter has the risk of somebody leaking something or somebody hacking an account. I mean, that's just, there's just some level of risk that you assume whenever you engage in some kind of behavior. So, I mean,
I think the risk to you is much higher than to me, because you're huge, right? Especially at that time, you know, people are going to want to catfish you. People are, did it even cross your mind that you could be catfished?
Not at this extent. No, this was a pretty exceptional set of circumstances. The idea that somebody would use an underage person, misrepresent their age, and also be like selling sexual material of that person online. That's like it's funny because like, I feel like there's a, I feel like that argument is borne out a bit, because even the people that are my biggest haters are claiming that I'm lying in the story because it's such an exceptional story. So, and I mean, like, I've had a lot of people try to catfish me before, and I've been a horny person online for a long time, and I've never had a set of circumstances like this before. It's never happened to me in my entire life. So,
okay. So this person was just extremely good at what they were doing.
Well, it just depends on how, like if I wanted to catfish somebody and I could get like my sister to participate in it, like the person's just never going to know unless they meet with them in real life, you know? Right.
Correct. Yeah. Okay. So that explains that. I think that's a good explanation. Have you seen 15 USC chapter 6851A4? Specifically the definition of disclosure. What does disclosure mean? Does it mean making accessible? Has your lawyer told you about this statute? Have you read it, or is this?
I mean, yeah, this is the statute that the entire case, the underlying case, is built on, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Correct. Yes. Correct. Mm-hmm. Do you disagree with the term making accessible? Because Pixie's argument would be, even though the link was published before October 2022. It was accessible after, and therefore you would be guilty of the statute, right?
Yeah, there's just no way that would be the case. That would be just the most insane legal interpretation ever. There's a reason why they have absolutely no case law to support this theory. I mean, there's case law that goes against this theory. It's a huge stretch, because they just want to try to keep the case alive.
Like, right, but... Yeah. For summary judgment, they have to give every benefit of the doubt to the non-moving party, right? So you're the moving party.
Well, the benefit of the doubt. Well, the benefit of the doubt with regards to the facts. Yeah. They don't have to do a legal, an absurd Correct. Legal interpretation, right? Yeah.
So you don't think this affects your summary? So you're still very confident your summary judgment will be in your favor?
I'm pretty confident it is, but the summary judgment is going to come down to whether or not they've thrown up enough dust or smoke to pretend that there's some genuine dispute in fact relating to Abby. That's the only thing that matters here.
Okay.
That continuous disclosure argument is a joke, because like if you were to assume if that was one, there's case law that works that cuts against this. It's in the opposite direction. But then two, if you were to assume that was the case, then that means that anything you've ever sent anybody on any digital thing ever is always continuously available, right? Like if I sent you some digital thing, yeah, it's a ridiculous legal argument. If I take your phone, then I've got access to everything anybody's ever sent you before digitally, and I can make copies of it. And if it's on an iCloud, like it could be available. There's a whole iCloud hack. Like that's just it's an absurd legal argument. They ripped this one from Kiwi Farms.
So I agree with that because then a lot more people will be in trouble. You know, a lot more people will be guilty of
it would be
if that was the case.
Or a whole bunch of other types of laws too. It would just be an insane standard, yeah.
Okay, so they're also contesting your evidence. You created a communication log. I guess there's confusion. What is this communication log you created, and did you use, I guess, AI to create it?
So one of the issues is that I think I'm trying to remember the evidence that I submitted. So there's a lot of different issues with this. So the first issue is that there's no like official Discord logs, despite Pixie's side claiming otherwise. There's not like an official way to get like a Discord log. So I know what they mean there when they say that. They're just lying to try to stall the case as much as possible. So there's multiple ways you can kind of get logs of Discord. You can request from Discord like a backup of your data, but that's only going to have your side of the communications. And then if the other person hasn't deleted their side, you can take screenshots. You can use a program called, I use one called Discord Chat Exporter that'll just like dump all the information into an HTML. But I think basically for different logs, I had access to different information. Like on Pixie's, I think I was able to back up the whole thing using Discord Chat Exporter. And then for Abby's, I think I had to take if I remove something from Discord on my end, I archive the thing. So I think for that, I just had to take, it was like Abby's and my archive, and then just basically put those together. But the without getting into the technical details, there's a very annoying way that timestamps can be inconsistent. So the issue that I had was like trying to make the chats line up. So like I have my messages and I have Abby's messages, but if you just present them that way, they kind of look like it's just like one side of a conversation. But to merge these two files, if the timestamps don't line up, then it's going to make it so that like you see my messages up here and then her messages here and then my messages here. They're not like directly responding to each other because it's a mess. So it's just a matter of like syncing the timestamps.
Okay. So the forensic evidence, Jesus Pina, identified character level differences. So I'm not incredibly sure what this means, but he's saying the URLs in your spreadsheet, they're different from each other. And this would be, quote, evidence tampering. Like, mm-hmm. Can you explain this part? So I'm not as technical as either Jesus or you, but
So they looked up some dude. They looked up some guy that they could pay as an expert witness to make some bullshit up to basically try to attack my evidence. So basically, I'm talking about links. So I made a spreadsheet and then I try to prove a bunch of. It's hard, but I'm trying to say like, well, here are the videos that I have. Every video that I've ever sent to Abby, right? I know what they're talking about. I can prove like what these two are. And I think what happened is I think my law firm. Have you ever heard of I forget what it stands for. Have you heard of the term OCR? It's like optical something.
Yes. We use that. Yeah.
So I think the issue is that I think my lawyers either printed or scanned something, and there are like between two links, you'll have like on the link that I have on one document, it'll say like it'll be like L and then like a dash, but then on their version, it'll be like a V, right? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Basically it looks at the text and makes them into like Word doc.
Yeah, it kind of mixes up like basically two of these. Yeah.
Yes.
And so when he was looking at that, he was claiming that because these errors existed, it's evidence of me like tampering with the links. So I'm fabricating everything basically. Like if I was to make up links, I would alter the characters that look similar. I don't know. It's a stupid argument. Or like I think there's a couple like L's that got swapped with ones when I guess they did these scans. But
I saw that. Yes. Yeah. So you're saying you didn't change any of that. Did you remove any of the metadata or what happened? So he's also claiming you removed the metadata when it was converted to a PDF.
Yeah, it's just a nonsense argument. I don't even know what that means. I didn't send them every explicit video I've ever taken, so they wouldn't even have metadata. But also, like on its face, the issue too with a lot of the claims is that like the claims themselves are just like very technologically retarded. And they don't make much sense, right? So a lot of the things they talk about like metadata, they talk about like forensically preserving evidence. If the chain of custody starts with me, none of these things actually matter, right? Like, he talks about how, like, well, a file name doesn't tell you exactly when a video was sent because you could change the file name. That is true. And if we were doing, like, a criminal court case on some crazy shit, like, I might argue that.
Yeah.
But, like, I can change metadata on a file, too. Anybody can change metadata on a file, right? So it's like there's tons of metadata editors. So to act like that would be, like, a 100% precise way of knowing something, but, like, the file name isn't, is just dumb. But the main frustration I have, I guess, with all of this is, like, I'm basically trying to make, like, the best faith attempt possible, ideally to get it dismissed at the MSJ stage by showing, like, listen, I got every fucking log with this girl. Here's everything that, like, all the messages and all the shit. And they're trying to, like, endlessly nitpick and needle the evidence that I'm presenting. But, like, if we read this in the most favorable interpretation to them and say, fuck it, let's just dump everything I have. Well, then we just have nothing because they've submitted absolutely no evidence. So that's, yeah. So I think their expert witnesses up, like, a ton of, like, really dumb, they're technologically stupid arguments and they're legally stupid arguments, but they're just, like, desperately trying to throw away my evidence because Abby has none and they can't present anything on their side.
Did you, so when he was getting, did you have your own expert witness, like, contest his stuff, or
no?
You're just going to leave it be? So you don't care enough?
We thought about hiring one, but the problem is that, like, his claims are just so, they're just so stupid that, I'm confident that we could question it well enough in court to impeach him on his character and his expertise. And I don't want to spend $50,000 to hire my own expert witness. No, fuck all that shit. No, it's not. His claims are just so on their face absurd. Like, one of the things that he argues is that, like, because remember, they're trying to do anything they can to survive at least the MSJ stage. One of the things he argues is that Discord CDN had publicly accessible links. So if something was sent via Discord, then that means that everything is publicly accessible. But if you read any of the articles that he's talking about, the publicly accessible stuff they were talking about was that people would host malware on Discord, but then they would post the links to that malware on public websites. That's what was publicly accessible. Not that the Discord, not that the Google crawler or something was going through the Discord CDN and making publicly accessible anything that's ever been transported to Discord before. But, like, these are, like, very easy. If you have any level of technological savvy, it's very easy to see that he's saying a bunch of stupid statements. But again, did you see the have you seen anything?
Well, are you not worried?
Oh, go ahead. Yeah.
Are you not worried that the judge who doesn't have this technical expertise is going to just look at the expert witness and say, oh, that kind of makes sense, right? Like,
I mean, yeah, of course. Like, it's always the worry. But, like, I mean, if I were to throw up my own expert witness, then it would just be like, well, I guess we have to go to trial. It's a material dispute, in fact. I don't know if having my own expert witness necessarily helps me on the MSJ thing, you know?
So you're just putting everything on the motion for summary judgment, no trial.
I mean,
as of now.
I mean, at this point, I don't care that much. But, I mean, yeah, I would. I hope so, yeah. I didn't know. I would hope so, but.
If it does go to trial, I would heavily suggest an expert witness because, again, judges, I don't know about your judge in particular. They do have, if I have a hard time understanding it, they will have a hard time understanding it.
I think we would try to Daubert the fuck out of this guy. There's no way that this guy's testimony should survive to trial. It is, like, patently absurd on its face. And there are, like, just a few questions that you could ask the guy, I think, that would make it. One, he already submitted a correction to his expert witness statement, like, the day after they hastily submitted it. But, like, you could just ask the guy, like, one question would be, hey, can you point to any evidence of Discord CDN having ever been indexed directly by Google? The answer to that question is no, he can't. So, like, that would be the first, like, huge issue.
Okay.
Yeah. There's another thing. I don't know if you saw the actual on the court reporter, but, like, the expert witness, he ripped, because people think I'm exaggerating when I say this, but, like, a lot of the things that these guys are getting for arguments are just things they're ripping straight from Kiwi Farms. There was, like, a page where the expert witness's testimony was ripped. I have a hater on Kiwi Farms called Code Cave, and he copies and pastes his argument word for word. And he did it so sloppily that he tried to post a picture proving that one of my links was fake. But the picture, if you click the link, and again, this is like on court report, if you click the link, it actually links to the Kiwi Farms image. Like, he accidentally left the fucking hyperlink up. Like, it's so insane. So, yeah, what are you going to do?
Okay. So let's move on to, I think, the core. So you're saying my core are, if Pixie has an argument, it will be about Abby MC.
Right. Well, if she has a material dispute in fact to survive the MSJ, yeah, I don't think Abby would ever. She's not showing up at court. There's no way. Like, Pixie knows that she has no case, right? That's the goal, is to just delay as much as possible.
Why is there? So maybe you explained it before. Why is there a timing inconsistent? So one of her arguments is that you sent her two links at 2:39 p.m. and then Abby sent a text message to a friend at 10:41 a.m. Is that because like you the match up on the Excel spreadsheet didn't match up when you turn over the logs?
I'm gonna be honest. I think this came up in their last filing. I didn't even look at it because so many of the arguments they made are so fucking retarded. My guess is it's probably some kind of either time zone difference or something like that. I would have to go check, but I just haven't bothered because every argument they put up is so fucking retarded.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember.
You,
yeah,
but you have to respond to it. Yeah, right. Like
I don't know what I respond.
Okay. Did you delete any messages from AbbyMC at all, or?
I think after the leaks in January or February, I ran like a whole redact of my Discord basically, because I don't want anybody fucking leaking any of my bullshit. But I saved everything that I at the time that I was supposed to. Abby was not a part of the court case at the time, though. So technically, I could have just said I have nothing from Abby, and I would have been fully within my right to wipe all of it. But I always create an archive of anything that I remove from my Discord just in case. So I had those messages, so I was able to supply them.
Okay, so you did delete the AbbyMC messages, but then you had a record on your Discord. But you deleted them because you wipe your Discord once every year or something like that.
Sometimes. But I just had a leak of 30 fucking explicit videos on my Discord, and then a bunch of other random people were trying to just leak fucking messages of mine. So I was like, yeah, fuck it, yeah.
So there is, you have publicly stated there is no original file. Is that correct?
Well, yeah, it just doesn't mean anything. Yeah, there's not like an original Discord file. It's just a term they've made up, basically. I mean, unless I guess you worked for Discord and you had access to their servers or something, but yeah, or to their database.
So to my knowledge, you weren't able to depose AbbyMC because I guess she was homeless at one period in time. You couldn't find her address.
She was dodging 100%.
And how do you know she was dodging instead of what Pixie said about being homeless? And
well, I mean, well, one, we can infer it because this is their star witness. So we had a hearing. We had an evidentiary hearing basically for a preliminary injunction, that the one that they were trying to get early on in the case. They filed Abby's affidavit the night before. It was like 9 hours before our preliminary injunction, because I think they were worried, because I think we already brought up the subject matter jurisdiction question, and they were worried, I think, that the case was going to get tossed at the hearing. So they added Abby the night before the preliminary injunction hearing, and then they haven't tried to depose her. They haven't made her available. Originally, they were representing her against me. They sent me like a demand letter for $500,000 for Abby. But then after we asked them for information to contact her, they were like, oh, we don't know anything about her at all. We don't represent her or anything. And then she started showing up on like streams. She was on like Darius's stream. I think she DM'd me a little bit. And it was just, yeah, it was just very, very wacky and stupid. That apparently she's like able to hop on streams and driving around and doing stuff, but her lawyers just somehow couldn't contact her, or get a hold of her, or anything like that. And then I think they finally made some of her contact info available to us like a month before I think discovery ended. I think we were finally able to subpoena her, but then at that point, like everything was closing. It was like, okay, well, whatever.
So discovery is closed, but you will still want to. So I think maybe. So Pixie says this person can come in person to the trial. You doubt that, is that correct?
No, there's there's no world where she's going to trial. I severely doubt that, yeah.
Do we actually know who this person is, or is it AbbyMC just kind of a
No, I know them. It was a friend of mine. Yeah. No, she was at my apartment before. I know who this person is, yes.
Oh, you know this person. Okay.
Yes, yeah.
But okay, she was at your apartment before, but you're still not able, like, why wouldn't she want to help you? Because she could very easily just say, hey, I wasn't sent an image of Destiny, and then it would be over, right?
I can only theorize on that, but I have to get into schizo territory. But I mean, this whole case is schizo as fuck, so I don't know. Yeah, but I would have to theorize on that. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it seems like if you were friends with her or you knew her enough to invite her to your apartment, it would just be very easy to get her to say, "Oh no, no, this is a lie. Pixie didn't send me a video," and so on, right? I just find it's difficult to imagine why it's so hard to get for you to get a hold of her.
Well, no, I've talked to her before, but she's on the other side of this case now. So,
okay, do you think she's doing it for the money? Well, why would she have a gripe against? So, Pixie, it's obvious. Lauren, it's obvious.
Why would she have a gripe against you? Here's the issue. I'll give you my theory, but like everything about this sounds crazy and schizo, and I acknowledge that, but like there's been a lot of crazy sort of shit. So this is what I think happened. Okay, so here are some things that I know happened. When she was at my apartment, I guess I was naive or whatever, but when she was at my apartment, when I wasn't like watching, so like when I was in the shower, I think I left for the airport a couple hours before she did, she was taking videos of things in my apartment. This sounded crazy to me, but one of her old friends emailed me after Abby joined the case, not emailed me, she messaged me, and she started sending me pictures saying that like, hey, you know that Abby's taking pictures in your apartment or whatever. And I was like, well, I don't really care that much. Like I imagine it was, cause I know she took like, a picture on the balcony or whatever. It's like, whatever. But then she started sending me pictures of my wife's diary and I'm like, wait, excuse me, what? And then a guy that she used to, I think, date or whatever, sent me a video of Abby sitting at my computer desk with a video of her on my computer, which was crazy to me. But when I went back and I looked at the affidavit from Abby, the only evidence that she supplied in this case was she messaged another person on Discord saying, Destiny sent me video, or sends me videos all the time of him fucking these girls. Like, he sent me a video of him fucking this girl called Cherry and him fucking this girl called Pixie. Ha ha ha. And that's the evidence that she supported for this case. That's the only thing she has. I think that what happened, because there are no videos of me having sex with the first person that she mentioned. I've never taken a video of me having sex with the person before. But I think what happened was, I think she was going through files on my computer and she probably saw a video of that girl and her husband, because that girl sent me a video of her and her husband fucking, and she probably thought that it was just me. So she's just like talking shit to this guy saying like, oh, here's a video Destiny sent me, when she's just like going through files on my computer, I think. So my guess is, now this is, so everything I said so far I know to be true, but this is where I have to guess. I think that the person who got that DM from Abby, he's a mod in a guy called Gistical's Discord server. I think he forwarded that DM to Gistical, who forwarded it to Pixie's legal team. And then I think Pixie reached out to Abby, and I think they kind of like bullied her into joining this court case because Abby didn't want to admit that she was going through my computer. And they probably made her a promise that she would get paid a fuck ton of money if she would join. That's my guess. But the last part there is guesswork, because I can't know 100%, because none of these people turned over anything to me in discovery with their communications with each other. So I don't know. Yeah.
So was this before Denon's or after Denon's had relationships with one of, I guess, your mods?
That was a long time. Like, the Denon stuff was like, Denon stuff was like 6 years ago.
So this is after Denim's.
Yeah.
It seems like you're a smart guy. Why are you letting random people in your home? So this is my kind of, this is my logical gap. And maybe it's something I don't understand, but like after what happened with Denim 6 years ago, that was kind of weird. Why are you letting Abby MC like have access to your computer files? And if this is the explanation, it sounds crazy that you would let random strange, I don't know if they're, you would call them strangers, but people you know who are actively, in this case, you're saying that Abby's suing you for money, into your home, like looking at your wife's diaries, looking at your
for the Denim stuff, I don't think they actually accessed anything on my computer. That's a whole other story, but the super hyper abbreviated version of that story was that somebody was going back to the city that I lived in way before we were, and I just offered the person, and I gave them information on basically how to get into my apartment if they needed a place to stay, because I thought they were going to be stranded in LA for a night or two. I didn't know she was going to bring a guy over as well. They kind of like hid that from me. But so I didn't plan on having anybody in my apartment while I wasn't there. For the Abby stuff, I mean, I guess, I'm a lot more diligent now about locking my computer. I don't know why my computer wasn't locked. Usually it goes to like an auto lock screen. So either my screensaver just wasn't activating or something. But I mean, yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, this person is staying at my apartment for 3 days. We're hooking up. The idea that they'd be walking around my apartment taking pictures and shit is just something I've never run into before. But I'm more paranoid now, if that makes you feel better.
Okay, yeah, that does make me feel better, because it's... You know, after the Denim's thing, I would think that you would be like far more careful that
well, to be clear, for the Denim's like, thing, nothing like they did. I don't think they actually accessed my computer or leaked anything. I was just annoyed that she brought a guy over to my apartment and they were fucking in my apartment and she didn't tell me that. And when me and Melina and another friend got back to my apartment, they were both still there in my bedroom, and I was like, what the fuck? That was wild to me. Yeah,
but I think this person like seems very like she's taking pictures of everything. She's invade like.
Yeah, do you think you have a lawsuit
against this person?
I don't know. The problem is that, like, right, you're a lawyer, right? What's the phrase? Yeah. Getting water from a rock? I mean, like, could I sue yes. somebody? And maybe, or maybe, I don't know. But like this, I think something that happened with her, I don't want to be, I'm not trying to be rude or whatever, but from what I've heard, in 2023 or something, she got into a really bad car accident after taking a car from a friend or whatever. And she was like an alcoholic for a while. And apparently she's had like some mental things going on. So I don't know if she became significantly weirder over the past few years and that made her desperate, or that's how she got roped into making these accusations or whatever, or I have no idea. Oh, somebody linked me this, I guess, if you want. This is all on Court Reporter, so you don't think I'm fucking super ultra schizo, but this is her.
Yeah, of course.
This is like, there's a picture of her. This is her texting a friend while she's sitting on my computer. Yeah, I don't know. Wacky stuff.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess we'll go to the Q&A, but so like Jesus Pina, his testimony does not worry you at all. Because no. like when I looked at some of his stuff, like I'll just read ongoing accessibility, distribution, we talked about that, like lack of privacy safeguards, failure to preserve evidence, misrepresentation. He's claiming some pretty like big claims here. This guy is.
I'm 100 million percent confident. Everything he puts is like deeply, deeply, deeply unserious. Here, if you want to do a quick thing, you see the last link I just sent you?
I gotta go to chat. You sent me in chat, right?
In the Discord chat, yeah.
Okay. Sorry, I don't want to use Discord app. I'm trying to figure out that's full screen.
It's the last message.
The last one. Okay, yes, I have it open.
Okay. On this.
This is Jesus. Yeah. This is Jesus.
Like, scroll down to page. Go to page like 13 of this.
Okay. Make it bigger. Oh yeah, I'm here. Let's make it bigger. Okay, I'm on page 13.
So like this argument that he makes on the bottom of page 12 and the top of page 13, these are word for word. Like you can copy paste the exact letters. They're word for word ripped from Kiwi Farm.
Oh, Kiwi Farm.
But on the top, so like on the top of page 13 here, you see that second picture for that drive link?
Yes.
Like hover your mouse over it or like left click it. Just click that.
It goes to Kiwi Farms.
Yeah. But you see how he fucked up, right? Because he was trying to disguise the fact that he was stealing his testimony.
Oh,
from
wow. Okay.
Yeah. So this is like not okay, right? Like you can get like, this is like mega not good.
Okay.
Yeah. You're
not
allowed
okay.
to cut. Like this is, this is like the meme of what expert witnesses are used for, that you would just pay a random guy to like try to say bullshit testimony is actually, that's not good. So yeah, that's, I'm absolutely not worried about this fucking guy in court. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I looked at the stuff and it looked pretty convincing to me. But now, again, I'm not like an expert on the technical side, but you feel very confident. Okay, so now let's talk about Kiwi Farms. I want to open. So in November 29, a video was posted on Kiwi Farms by an individual called Solo Tiny Leaks. Do you have any idea who this guy is or why he has a vendetta against you, or just Kiwi Farms, I guess?
No, I mean, I think... So I think the guy was a fan of the Discord server he was posting into the time was a guy called Queeman, who's a mega hitter of mine. But I think he's called George Scorer. I'm not 100% sure other people have doxed him, but that seems to be who he is. But other than that, like I don't have like a birth certificate or anything for the guy.
Okay, the reason I asked this is because originally he leaked the files. He's saying the files leaked from Discord, and then the Jesus is saying this. Did the files leak from Discord? Is that the only place they could have possibly leaked from, that link to the video? Or
he was the one who was in control of the account that I was chatting with, and then he just posted all of our logs from that chat, basically, yeah.
This is Rose, or no?
Yes, he was the one on the Rose account, yeah.
This is the one on the Rose account. Then how was he able to... I guess from a technical aspect, how is he able to say, why is his argument that anyone can get the video? Is that true or not?
Whose argument?
Like Jesus' argument is, that's Jesus Pina's argument, that it was online, you can Google search it, it was Google indexed, it was being indexed. Is that correct, that it was indexed, or do we know that, or do we not know that?
Okay. How is your brain 1,000,000,000% engaged? Are you ready?
Yes, I'm ready. But make it simple so like I'm not as technically sound.
Sure. Okay. look at our Discord messages right now, okay? Are you looking at them?
Okay. Give me 2 seconds. I'm trying to get questions returned to Discord. Yes, I'm looking at them right now.
Okay. So, when you're looking at stuff in Discord, what you're seeing is like a, it's almost kind of like a web page. Okay. There's like a language or a sublanguage, whatever, called like HTML and CSS. So basically it's trying to like show you a bunch of stuff on like a web page kind of. Okay. I'm going to send you an image. All right. You see this image that I just showed you?
Yes. Yeah. Hassan. Yeah.
Okay. So the way that web pages work kind of is that like, if there's an image on the web page, usually there's like a separate place where that image is stored, but there will be like a pointer,
yes,
or a reference basically on the web page to point to where that image is. Okay. So that image that I just sent you there,
correct,
for it to be displayed on Discord, it has to store it on a server and then it just uses a pointer to point at that. Now, if you write, hold on, you have to do this, but like if I right click that image link, and then I,
yep,
and then I copy the link. So I just sent you a link.
Image.
Can you left click just that, yep, link?
Yes.
Okay. Do you see?
Yes.
Do you see that opens in your browser?
I can open it. Yeah, I can add reaction.
Or no.
Oh, am I right clicking or left?
Wait. I just sent you another message at the bottom. Just left click that message.
Left click that. Okay.
Yeah, just left click it.
So I left clicked it. Yeah. And I can add reaction, reply, forward, copy.
Left click, not right click. Left click, left click.
Oh, I'm on a Mac.
Oh.
So it might be different.
We'll just click it like a normal click. Whatever your normal click is to open that
click
link.
Click it like a normal, yes. Yeah. I clicked it, yes.
Wait, do you not, can you not like click to open the link?
No, I opened the link. It's open.
Hold on. I've used a Mac. No, it's left click. Left. Hold your hand out. 2 hands. The ones that form an L is your left hand,
yes,
and the,
yes,
left click. You should be able to open that link. Oh, you,
yes,
opened it. Okay. Okay.
Yes, I have opened the link. Yes.
Okay. Now, okay. You see how you access that that file right there, right?
Yes.
Okay. Their argument is that because you can enter a URL to access that picture, that all of these things must,
yes,
be publicly available on the internet. That's his argument. But the issue is that there's
If you knew this, right?
So the issue is that there's no way for you to access that picture unless you already have that specific link. Now, his argument is, well, actually...
And it's very...
Google made it so that you...
It's very long.
Yeah, of course. It's the equivalent of a password, basically, right? But Google made it so that... His argument is that, well, Google made it so they were indexing all of the Google links for anybody to click, even links from private messages. But that's not true. That's why I said earlier, like, the one question you could ask him if you were having a hearing, you just ask him, is there any evidence whatsoever that Google was making public any of these privately sent images?
Of course, they wouldn't, right?
No.
This is Google Drive. Yeah. I have Google Drive, too. They wouldn't.
Yeah, sure. Google Drive would be similar, yeah. Or Discord, yeah. But no, this never happened. But this is like the quote-unquote expert witness statement. That's what he's trying to say, yeah.
Got it. Okay, got it.
And also, hold on, real quick. Because I can engage directly anyway. I have no problem. You have a lot of, I don't know if there are Kiwi farmers or there are people in your chat who are saying things. He's lying about what Pena said. What a useless debate, LOL, from user LT1FK. Which, like, you can ask me right now, what part exactly do you think I'm lying from? I can quote from Jesus's declaration. I can show you exactly what he's lying about. I can point to you to the media links that he is misrepresenting. What do you think is incorrect about what I just said? Okay, sorry, go ahead.
Well, I think we do have more audience questions. You know, I think, you never dodged the question I had, even when I was maybe like talking about Bennett. I thought that was maybe unfair, Ethan Klein. That's just what my audience wanted.
Sure, that's fine. Yeah.
So I'm going to ask you some questions from my audience. Again, this comes from my audience.
Yeah, you're good.
How do you value the credibility of expert witnesses, aka the cybersecurity guy? Why are people so negative about him? So he has, I think, 25 years experience. Is there anything where, is it just what he's saying that is incorrect that you have an issue, or do you have an issue with him in particular?
Well, it's because the stuff that he said was factually incorrect. He has my issue, yeah.
Okay.
An expert witness, for people that don't know, I guess, for court environments, and you know, whatever, you're correct me if I'm wrong, but expert witnesses are expert witnesses because they can be brought in with a set of skills or expertise that allows them to testify to things that they don't have direct evidence from, right? So, like, for a witness, I might ask them, did Steven look nervous when he stabbed the guy 20 times? But for an expert witness, I could ask them to speculate. I could say, like, is it normal that a person might be nervous in this kind of environment because they're an expert and they have a set of skills that they could testify about? They could testify to that like general state of mind and shit. So for Jesus Pena, he's supposed to be an expert witness related to technology things, but the factual claims that he's making, like, I'm technologically savvy, sophisticated enough to know for a fact that the claims that he's making are incorrect. So that's why I don't like his obviously his expert witness testimony. Yeah.
How does that discussion go with your lawyer, Brentler? Like, does he know technically the expert? Like, is he relying on you?
Kind of. I mean, basically, I mean, they have people that know some stuff, but like, I wrote up a big, probably a 10-20 page Google Doc related to the claims that Jesus was making. And then I explained in more technical terms and then in less technical terms. And then I tried to demonstrate what he was saying and why it was incorrect, basically. Yeah.
But you're still relying on your lawyer to be able to explain that to the judge, correct?
I have no idea. I don't know. Is it called a Daubert hearing where you try to get like an expert witness impeached?
I don't know what it is. I've never tried to get one impeached before, but
sure,
it could be. So your goal is to impeach the expert witness.
I would hope so, but I don't know 100%. Oh, I'm sorry. It's not Daubert. It's Daubert. My bad. I don't know how these pronounce, but, I guess that would be the goal, but I'm not sure. I don't know how that would go 100%.
Okay. Did the use by Destiny of AI change any of the documents? If so, how come that wouldn't be considered manipulation? So what did you use AI to do?
So the super annoying slash ironic thing is at the end of the day, I don't actually think I ended up having to use AI for anything because there's this website called like Unix timestamps, basically. But all I was trying to do was get the date formats to match both messages so that because I have one set of messages here that's like 2 years mm-hmm. long and then another set of messages here that's like 2 years long, and I want to be able to present both of these together so that it looks like a conversation rather than just like here's a bunch of messages and here's a bunch of messages. But in order to do that, it's just a very technical process to make the timestamps line up. I don't know how else to explain that.
So that was what you were using AI to do, to make the timestamps line up.
Was to basically to try to make, I think the only thing I did was just to have it like combine the file basically so that it looked nice. So it's not just like an ugly spreadsheet of shit, but it's like a readable file that has all the messages in it. Yeah.
Do you regret openly discussing the case now that the food shops clip of you admitting to use AI has been cited in those filings? So they're obviously watching every live stream. Include, do you ever regret speaking openly instead of, you know, remaining silent, which is probably what 90% of defendants probably would be advised to do. I'm sure that your lawyers also told you to do that too.
No, not necessarily. I want to be careful while I'm disclosing, obviously, communication between my lawyer, because technically third party disclosure makes it not attorney client privilege. Yep. But the issue you have to keep in mind at the start of this, I think we might have talked about this in the beginning, is that this is a civil case, right? So at worst, I'm looking at civil penalties. So civil penalties come, it's mainly related to dollar stuff. So if there's like a great reputational harm that I'm suffering that's impacting my earnings, like the point, like if I'm trying to be super quiet and tight-lipped about everything for 2 years or however long they can draw this out, it wouldn't make sense to suffer severe financial harms publicly in order to win a civil case, if that makes sense. Obviously, you know, you shouldn't be saying crazy wild shit that would hurt your case or anything, but I don't think I've ever said anything publicly that'll hurt any part of my case. I know they're throwing all this weird AI whatever bullshit into the filings, but I don't think this is gonna hurt my evidence or anything. I'm not worried about that.
So a question I have is,
on a real quick point to that, right? They're trying to do everything they can to like needle or nitpick every single thing related to evidence that I've submitted. They've never demonstrated a single time ever that anything I've ever submitted has been like wrong or incorrect or tampered with. Like it's never been like, oh, well, you said that these are your messages, but we've got messages from this person and they show something different. That's never happened. Whereas in deposition, Pixie admitted to deleting messages to make her logs look better for the Substack. And I only know that because I did archive all of them before she started deleting stuff. So just to put a pin on that, but go ahead.
Okay, so on multiple occasions, so I have watched your live stream, streams, like even like the VOD videos that come up later. You have thought that you were going to win, and you had been like confident you could win, like let's say a month ago, 6 months ago. Like, why has this case gone on so long, in your opinion? Like,
yeah, I think the two things that I underestimated the most is that the first thing is I didn't know sometimes it takes long to get rulings. Now, I love God. I love my judges. I love the United States of America, not to complain about anything else. But I think it's been like 6 months between each ruling, which has been kind of frustrating, unfortunately. That was the first thing. And then the second thing was, in my mind, I guess I just would have never considered that people could just like flat out lie for court filings. Like when I saw the Abby stuff come up, like I was a little bit nervous initially because like I'm pretty sure I've never said anything. But like when I went through everything that I had with Abby, and I see I've never said this video at all in my entire life to her. I have no idea why she has joined this case. I guess I just never expected that. So, yeah.
Okay, and that now that you know, it's wild, right? It's have you guys talked? So right, it was before. You guys were actually set to go to trial sometime in June. If this have you talked about settlement anytime?
No.
Recently? No. Okay. No, not no. Even close.
We can't. The problem okay. Is that the reason why settlement was impossible when she posted her Substack. That made it basically so this case was not settleable, because whatever we would have settled for, she would have had to walk back way too much of that Substack. She would have never agreed to it. And so there was just no way. Yeah.
So I was watching one of your videos and you said that she had 7 lawyers on her side. Is that confirmed, or who are those 7 lawyers? Like we know Joan from Puerto Rico.
It was just a bunch of people helping with like exhibits and helping with I guess probably depo prep. When I walked in, they had like a table full of like massive stack, but they'd also like, oh my god, that poor printer. When you're doing a deposition, yeah. I think you usually have 3. I think it's usually 3 copies.
Yes.
It'll be for your own counsel. You have to provide a copy to the opposing counsel, and then usually you provide a copy to the deponent, the person being deposed. Then I think that's also the copy for the court reporter. So they had like all. So I gave them, because I actually produce stuff in discovery, I gave them like 4 years of conversation between like me and Pixie, and a lot of other conversations. So they had these binders full, like 1,700 bait stamps, okay, worth of fully printed logs, like the Discord logs with the gray background and everything. And they just, yeah, so it was just funny. You'd have like a binder with 1,000 bait stamps worth of papers, and they would have like 2 pages that they wanted to talk about in it. So, yeah.
Okay. Does Destiny think the lawsuit would have gone differently if the 15 witnesses, I totally forgot about this. What happened to all those witnesses?
There's like different worlds of stuff that I can think. On one world, it could have just been like trolls messaging her, Kiwi Farms and shit messaging her, and then she believed it, but then they all deleted their accounts when the court case kicked off because they're not real. It could have been, that would be a favorable reading. An unfavorable reading would be that she just made it up because she just wanted the complaint to survive, like a motion to dismiss, right, by throwing up in a factual disagreement. I don't know. Or I guess their claim is that there are girls that wanted to come forward, but people are worried that I'm going to murder them because I'm like an assassin or something.
Yeah,
it was just fucking retarded because people have been covering my drama and involved in crazy shit about me for like a year or two, and they haven't died yet. So not that they're going to die or anything like that. But yeah, so I mean, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, can you tell me the rate? So this is a question from chat. What is the... So you mentioned if you go to trial, it will cost about $750,000. Is that number still accurate today?
I'll go over all the numbers for my court costs when I do my write-up at the end. But at this point, the cost to go to trial is not that consequential. Like, the reason why I didn't want to go to trial initially was because I didn't want this to draw out for like a year and a half or 2 years. But I mean, now we've made it. I mean, to this point, I think if we do the trial, I think the judge said it would probably be, I think, the first week of August. So I mean, it's like, fuck it. I mean, at this point, it's been so long. Like, a trial win technically looks better than a MSJ win anyway. So I don't really care that much.
Yeah. So it is. Do you think Pixie has spent as much as you? What percentage of your spending do you think Pixie has spent on Joan and her legal team?
I have no idea. I probably spent more, but also Pixie didn't spend anything. It was all her dad's money. So and it's a family friend. So I have no idea. I don't know how much they're charging them or billing them at the end of the day. I don't know.
How do you know it's her? Like, do you have any evidence that it's her dad's money, or there's not someone else? You know, like, I guess what is the evidence? Because that's one of these slights against Pixie, that it's her dad's money. Is there any evidence of this?
Yeah, she admitted it in a deposition. Her dad is paying for the lawsuit. Her dad was paying for both apartments she had in Miami. Her dad is paying for her law school and her separate apartment that she has in Illinois. Good times.
In the recent deposition, you asked her that question, and she said, yep, that's my dad's pay. Wow, okay.
And like, I think the lawyer that owns the law firm was like her grandpa's mentor or something like that. It was like this. Okay. It's fucking stupid, yeah.
Okay, so it's they're basically stacked. Okay, how long into knowing the account did he wait to send a video to? I'm not sure what it's referencing, Rose or maybe both. Like, how long did you know? Did you talk to Rose before you sent Rose the video on Pixie?
I don't know. I have to go back and check. But I feel like PB Farms, everybody's religiously fucking A-logged all of those timestamps or something. But I don't know.
But was it like it wasn't like a year. It was probably like a month, 6 months. It was like a short period of time before you sending.
It was probably like a relatively short amount of time, I would guess. The person messaged me from an account that did like sex work. So I imagine our sexual conversations probably started immediately. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And that's why you thought she was over 18, because she did sex work.
Yeah, well, I mean, they told me they were overage. They went to college and everything, and then they were selling not safe for work material. It would be pretty insane. Okay. And they had like not safe for work videos with other men and shit. So the idea that there'd be a whole bunch of people that were all in this giant fucking child porn, that would be crazy. That's like inconceivable to me. Yeah, but well, I guess I can conceive of it now. But.
Now it's exactly the scenario that you find yourself in. Unfortunately, mm-hmm. What does Pixie get from this? Like, we're talking about what Abby MC, maybe she gets money. I don't think Pixie's after money unless like, you know, I think her demands were so outrageous.
I think they
were basically a signal that you couldn't settle.
It's basically, I think that Pixie has like an image of being this like innocent wallflower who is like super like virgin-esque or whatever. And she just, that image, I think, was kind of tarnished by this lawsuit. So she felt super personally slighted by that happening. And then she's just kind of like a psychologically weak person anyway, and there's a lot of people around her, especially Lauren De Laguna, that were like pushing her to do this lawsuit. So I think she was like, oh yeah, fine. My guess is that she started off like feeling a little bit slighted, and then I'm sure in the beginning she probably had this idea that like, man, I think Steven is like a master manipulator, abuser, like I should do this. And then after it started and she was already roped in, she has her dad at her back now driving everything. So yeah, she's just kind of like a useless vehicle for everybody around her to drive and use for their own ends, I guess is how I view it. Yeah.
So this is kind of bizarre, right? Because we're talking about intimate images of your daughter, right? Like, I don't know why Pixie would want all this to be public, right? As more and more information gets public, and like, if money is not a reason, there has to be another motive. And I struggle to think the motive is like she wants to be like a virgin or something like this, because we're literally talking about images or video of you and Pixie together. So then everyone knows she's not a virgin, right? What other motives? I mean, I'm just trying to think of a motive that's not the first motive you said, which would make sense, because that doesn't make sense to
me.
Well,
I mean, I think her image, she had like a completely untarnished, picture perfect image that was just like how she presented basically to the internet. So she probably felt like I tarnished that. So she felt a little bit slighted in terms of that. And then with Lauren pushing her and convincing her that I'm like this like evil, fucking terrible person, I'm sure she felt some kind of like righteous, self-righteous, like, oh, I'm going to take this evil guy down or whatever. And it was like a little mission for her, I'm sure, to some extent or whatever. Yeah.
Because in my opinion, the plaintiff can just drop the case anytime they want, right? They can think, oh, the kitchen is getting too hot, I don't want to be in the kitchen anymore, let me drop my case. Why did she keep, like...
Well, okay, I mean, how humiliating would it be to do a Substack against me, especially where she's lying about, like, particular facts, to raise $50,000, and then to kind of, like, this is her, like, life mission, her purpose now. This is the only thing she has in her life that she could, like, put her name on and be, like, super proud of to take down some predator. Like, I think once you start to get touched, or once you start to get tied to that, and then once she's roped her dad into it, another thing too that's like hard for me to know, a lot of this is speculation, like, and we've seen this now through depositions and through leaks and everything else, is that she's lied to basically every single person she's talked to about her sexual history and everything else. Like the Lauren De Laguna girl, her ex-boyfriend, the guy that she was dating, the streamer guy, her dad, right? So I don't know how many lies she's told that she's had to like kind of commit herself to as well. I just don't have access to all that information, but I imagine that at some point, when you get so like deep into it, you can't just be like, okay, fuck, you're right, I fucked up in all of this, I need to turn around and like dump it all, especially when she's not footing the bill for any of it, right? Why not just like push it to the max?
But okay, so she publishes the Substack, then you respond to it, mm-hmm. right? why do you think CNN, like, I understand how, like, the dad gets involved, Lauren gets involved, like, it's like doubling down, tripling down, right? Why initiate the lawsuit? Why not just have it? Because you were never going to sue her, right?
No.
On the Substack? Or yes, correct.
Probably not.
So she sues you for what? For damage to reputation? Is he?
Well, her goal was to end my career. That's what she said, that specifically in the Substack. Yeah.
But what benefit would she gain from that though? Because he is tied to you. Like, so I'm.
Well, not at that point. Like, no. Okay. What do you mean now?
Well, I mean, yes, at this point, but like, what is the benefit of for her to end Destiny's career?
Well, it's revenge, right?
She okay, feels so like you think it's all about the revenge?
Yeah. And I mean, like I said, I'm sure in the beginning, especially if she believed any of the accounts of Messenger, I'm sure there was some amount of, like, you know, righteous indignation she felt, that maybe for some period of time she really did feel like she was taking down some massive fucking predator or something. Maybe she felt that way. I don't know if I'm generous to her, but I think it's almost certainly motivated by revenge. I remember in the deposition we asked her a few times, like, what, like, dude, I want to kill myself. What, like, why did you do this court case? And she was like, she was like, I either had to file the court case or I was going to kill myself. And they were like, okay, geez, like, have you been on, like, any psychiatric drugs for depression or anything like that? And then she's like, you know, like, well, I haven't seen a therapist since, like, last year. And it's like, what the fuck? Are you okay? How suicidal are you? Whatever. It's just all fucking stupid. Yeah. It's like, okay.
So you were in a relationship with Pixie, yes or no? Like, romantically?
No.
No, no. So this is revenge over a friendship gone wrong, or?
I think she just felt kind of embarrassed about the video being leaked. And then she had a lot of people around her that were pushing her to, well, Lauren De Laguna was probably hardcore pushing her to sue me. And then once she got that idea, you know, I think she kind of ran with it. And then, yeah, it just kind of grew into our wonderful lawsuit.
Yeah, so I can understand it growing and growing and growing, right? Yeah, I get that. So I'm going to show you a meme. This is a meme. I don't know what it looks like. And I think this is it. But thank you so much for your time. If you have any questions for me, this is a meme. My editor mate. What do you think about this meme?
Wait, are you sending it to me?
Oh no, I post. Oh yeah, let me send it to you. Yeah, sorry, I don't do it. Let me
I'm
send
so
it to you.
I'm so sick
in chat,
of this
yes.
genre, man. Oh, what, white guys with facial hair?
it's you turning into Hassan, and then you turn into somebody else.
I don't know. I don't know who the bottom right and top middle guy are, but I'm sure it's an epic game.
Yeah. No, I did send. Okay, so I think that's it. I mean, I've tried to cover this case as neutrally as possible, and that's been quite difficult. Yeah, and I thank you for your time and everything else. Do you have anything else to say, or?
Yeah, do you have any questions for me in chat? Because I know there are some people that are, they like to, there's a whole bunch of things that get spread about me where people have, like, now obviously I'm a YouTuber and, you know, every YouTuber says this, where people are lying about me, but I feel like I can back up every single thing that I've shown in my court filings. My story has not changed at all since the very beginning of this fucking case. Everybody likes to obsessively try to focus on or nitpick like one or two random details and then blow them out into some crazy proportion, but none of those have held up in any part of the process. People still accuse me of lying about things that there's just no evidence of me lying about, and usually there's evidence to the contrary. So if there's any I don't know if anybody has a
oh, one last question. How confident, if you had to give a number, how confident that you're going to win the summary judgment motion for summary judgment?
I mean, I feel pretty confident, but I don't know. Like, I mean, I think that a fair reading of it, I think I win 100%. But I think the entire question just comes out to, is Abby MC's testimony, does that constitute enough of a material dispute in fact that we're going to go to trial, put her on the stand, have her make a statement, and then that's the entire case, basically. And then we just, that's it. So, which I, that's, that would be... crazy to me, but that because
do we know where Abby MC is right now? Is he in the U.S.?
We have no one has any idea.
We have no idea.
Okay. No idea. Yeah.
And you would be shocked if they actually put her on the stand.
I don't think they would. Because imagine, because she'll testify that she received some video or whatever of Pixie, but like she's admitted she has no evidence of that. Pixie and her team have admitted that they haven't been shown any evidence of that. They only have that single hearsay message from Abby, you know, 2 years, 3 years ago, and that's it. And then we can ask her, well, you know, were you in Stephen Bunnell's apartment? Were you in his computer going through his files? Can you explain this image? Like, I don't know. Is that somebody that the jury would look at and go, I think she is telling the truth that she did receive this video and she has absolutely no evidence of that whatsoever. And she was thrown on the last day before the preliminary injunction. And it is the case that like every single person we've deposed, Pixie's lawyers have ended up representing, and all of them deleted all of their text messages and all their communications with Pixie right before we started asking them questions, which they all testified to during deposition, right? Like it's just, it's a nightmare case. Like that was another thing too. I don't know if that came up anywhere, but like, her lawyer, every single person that we've deposed ended up retaining her as a lawyer. So she was able to represent all of them and do throw up attorney-client privilege objections and depositions for every single person that we depose. It's wild. It's crazy. Their conduct in this has been just absolutely absurd. Yeah.
Can you tell me who you deposed so far and who Pixie deposed?
The only person that they deposed was Rose and then me. We deposed Lauren De Laguna. We deposed Pixie's ex. We deposed Pixie. We deposed, I thought there was a fourth one. Oh, Abby. I mean, Abby was represented by their law firm for some time and then they stopped representing her. I think that was three. I think we did three formal ones. It was Lauren, Pixie, and her ex, I believe. Yeah.
Okay, well, thank you for your time, Destiny. I do appreciate it. And I thought that was a pretty productive conversation. So I'll let you go now, unless you have something else to say.
Well, yeah, are there any questions from your chat?
Well, Willie Mac Show is on chat. Do you know Willie Mac?
I know Willie Mac.
You know Willie Mac. The chat is going. I don't think they have any. We're like delayed by like 2 minutes, right?
Why should we trust your export? Why not get it done professionally? That doesn't make any sense. There's no professional way to get an export done. That's a retarded statement. That doesn't make any sense whatsoever. So I don't know what that. I don't even know how to engage with that. That doesn't mean anything. Yeah. Sorry. I didn't mean to say it to her. There is no such thing as like a professional export. That doesn't mean anything. That's a meaningless term.
Okay. So they're saying the export of the Excel document, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Did the FBI ever call you back with update, Willie Mac? Oh, maybe that's to Willie Mac. So you do know Willie Mac, right?
Me and Willie are best friends. We hung out together with the one in Israel. Yes.
Oh, okay. So you probably can ask Destiny questions. They're trying to get Willie Mac to ask you a question, but he was in chat earlier. I guess that is it. I mean, I think it was pretty clear to me what you were
with hashes. Hold on, wait. There's so many dumb fucking rumors going around. I'm sorry. I just see the popping in the chat. Okay, you can also kick me off whenever.
Or the hashes.
So somebody said with hashes.
No,
that
no
doesn't
problem.
Mean anything. Hashes don't. That doesn't mean anything. The only thing a hash tells you is that some data is unchanged between two different events. The reason why hashes are important is because if the chain of custody doesn't begin with the with a party that you don't trust, the chain of custody has to begin with a trusted party in order for a hash to mean anything, right? Because I could take data from Discord, I could delete it, and then I could create a hash and then send you that data and the hashes would match, but that doesn't mean anything. What's the point of the hash there? These are weird things that Pixie's lawyer or expert witness Googled these, like they Googled these things and they use these, I guess, in their testimony, but they don't mean anything. These are meaningless tech words that don't mean anything in this context. Yeah.
So yeah, well, Jesus Pina, he said a lot of tech words that I didn't quite understand in context. I know what hash is, but just to be safe, wouldn't you hire a witness, like an expert witness on your own, just to be safe? Like,
well, it's a money balance thing, right? Do I want to spend $50,000?
Okay, money balance.
I don't know. I don't think so. I'm confident that we could deal with his testimony in court, but we'll see. Somebody said, let him spam. That's from Kiwi Farms, as if it invalidates something. The reason why I point out that it's from Kiwi Farms is because, one, you're not supposed to pay an expert witness to plagiarize somebody else's testimony. That's not allowed. That's not okay, right? I think your whole shit could get tossed just on that alone. That's a major no-no, number one. Number two, I've given substantive responses to every single thing that's been raised. Just because it's from Kiwi Farms doesn't mean I don't address the argument. I have addressed the argument. I've had to address it at filings. I addressed them during my deposition. I've addressed them on stream. If you think there's an argument I haven't addressed, you can bring it up. But the fact that it's from Kiwi Farms but was co-signed by an expert witness that they paid $20,000-$30,000 for is an improper use of an expert witness and is very funny to me.
Okay, so you have addressed all the... So in your opinion, you've addressed all the Kiwi Farm stuff. Why does Kiwi Farm hate you so much, I guess? They're just Kiwi Farms and that's what they do? Or
so this isn't a lot of things. So Kiwi Farms is supposed to be a place where you basically you can call it A-logging, but you post shit about people and you kind of like laugh at them, especially people who engage in a lot of like really funny behavior, especially people who lack a whole bunch of self-awareness, right? You just kind of like make fun of them, you know, whatever. Generally speaking, in these types of communities, if you're on Lolcow Kiwi Farms, whatever, you're not supposed to like actually engage with or interact with the person. They call it, you know, don't touch the poop, right? You're not going to get any more milk from the cow if everybody starts harassing the cow. I don't know why this happened in my thread, but for some reason, at some point in my Kiwi Farms thread, everybody there became like activists for some cause and became like really intimately involved with every single thing in my life. So like on an ordinary Kiwi Farms thread, or like if it was an ordinary thread about me, people might post like, this Destiny guy is a fucking lolcow, like he's trying to like look at this shit, like he's a fucking retard, right? That's it. But for some reason in my thread, it's like, okay guys, I set up the other email address so that I can start reaching out to people in Destiny's life. We're going to go ahead and send these. It's like, yeah. Like, I don't know why, but I think I have one of the worst, if not the worst thread. I don't want to say the worst. I'm sure there might be a worse one, but like one of the worst threads on the site in terms of like user behavior. Like, I think Noel ended up retreating from my thread because of how fucking unhinged like some of the posters are there, which I think is kind of funny, but it's also annoying too, I should say, but. I don't know why. I don't know where the change came from. I will say that the style of content I used to do a long time ago was a lot more like drama centered, and that tends to attract a certain viewer that becomes more like kind of parasocially like obsessed with you. Whereas over the past 2 years, I mainly do just political stuff, so it's kind of weird to hang on to those like obsessive fans / anti fans. And then now I do kind of politics stuff, but they still want to like dig back the other stuff. But yeah.
Yeah, it is incredible. I think outside of maybe a few other YouTubers, it is incredibly difficult to talk about this case without getting some type of backlash from, I don't know what we would call it, like your fan base, I guess. Like they are incredibly protective of, to the point of being illogical.
No, I super disagree with that. And I would gladly run through any example you want. I think that the reason why it comes off that way is just because my haters are insanely unhinged, up to the point to where they just like are making... Like, the arguments are just so ridiculous. I don't want to call him out or anything. I don't have any problems with Noel, but, like, you should find Noel's posts in my thread. They're pretty funny. Like, because the people in my thread chased Noel out because they hated him because he basically showed up and told them, like, you guys are crazy. Like, the shit that you post in here is fucking retarded. Like, you guys are completely detached from reality. And then they all fucking started going crazy on him. And then eventually he unwatched my thread and just left. Or like people just make the most crazy, insane fucking claims about me. This I think Perpetually Canceled guy might be one of those people. But like, so like he's posting this thing here. Like
I see a few of them. A few of them.
Which is
fine.
They pretend that I'm like scared of addressing it, but I'm not. I mean, this is all in court anyway, right? He has not. This guy says he is not. He plays the I don't remember games, crying emoji. He's always used this tactic that that way he's never really lying, but then selectively has the best recollection when convenient. So I don't remember everything. I'm honest when I don't remember everything. But like, here's my issue is I have a reputation and I have credibility that I have to protect, but I'm battling with people that have no credibility and no reputations. If you look at the differences in this court case, I've submitted I think like 3,000 bait stamps worth of conversations and evidence to support my side of the conversations, right? If you think I'm lying with fucking, lying about Rose or lying about whatever, I submitted the entire conversation history between me and Rose to the opposing counsel. One of the things Pixie brought up in deposition was that she called the Miami Police Department and Clinton told them I was a pedophile or whatever. So I've submitted everything to opposing counsel in this case. I've given every single thing they've asked and gone above and beyond. Meanwhile, I have zero conversations between her and Lauren Hayden. And I do have Lauren and her admitting in Signal that they're deleting all their messages. Now, Pixie claimed, well, that's because we're never talking about the case. I have no messages between her and Aaron or Straighter Aid. She said, well, I don't know. Maybe she blocked me, so I don't have them. That's a fucking lie. You would still have those messages. She's hiding everything on her end that's of substance. I've hidden nothing. And if you want to say that, like, well, I think Destiny's lying about everything because he doesn't remember everything perfectly. Like, one message that comes up a lot, and it's like, people act like it's so crazy. I was standing in the shower, I think, when I got a message on Discord from Pixie telling me that, like, everything was starting to get leaked on Akibi Farms, okay? So I know that I don't cry enough on stream, and I look like I'm the coolest cat in the universe, but, like, it is pretty stressful to me. I'm like, okay, Jesus, fuck. Like, this is a pretty stressful event. And as I'm chatting with Pixie, like, regardless of why anything is leaked ever, like, I don't like it when people around me get hurt because of stuff that I'm involved in. Like, that doesn't feel good to me. And, like, one of the messages I'm talking to Pixie is, like, I say to Pixie, like, I've had, like, multiple, like, hours-long conversations with this girl. Like, I can't believe this person's, like, leaking shit or whatever. And when I said that, I thought that was true. I feel like I had talked to her before, but I guess I hadn't. But people will take this one message that I'm typing, but, like, in a super stressful environment, right? Me and this Rose girl have talked about having a phone conversation before, but I guess we never actually called. It was just all DMs. But people will take that snippet, and they'll go, oh, Destiny really was having multiple hours-long conversations with her, but he's met with Rose, and they've made a plan now to lie about all the evidence so that neither of them are implicated in their massive child pornography scheme. And it's like, could I not have just been incorrect in that recollection in, like, a super stressful moment? Or do you really think there's some massive scheme?
Got it. Yes.
Yeah, like, these correct. Are the types of things that people say. Or, like, I think Aaron, in one of her messages to me, Aaron is like, obviously you leaked this without consent and blah, blah, blah. And then she types, and I think I'm responding to some message she's saying, I was like, yeah, I understand this and blah, blah, blah. And people are like, oh, when you said yeah there, you were agreeing with her that you didn't have consent to share this. And it's like, no. Pixie and me just had a ton of shit leaked. I'm not going to have a fucking debate with her best friend over whether or not I had permission to share videos. Why the fuck would I have that debate right then and there? It's really funny. I don't have it in front of me, and I'm too lazy to get the exact words, but opposing counsel asked me this in deposition, where they were like, so I noticed here that when you were talking to Pixie about these messages, and Pixie says something here about how she's so humiliated, why didn't you tell Pixie that this is your fault because you gave she gave you permission to share the videos over? And I'm like, why the fuck would I say that to somebody when we both just had all of our explicit shit or ton of explicit shit lead online? Why would I ever have this conversation? You're crazy. But, like, these are the unironic arguments that, like, the Kiwi farmers run with, and they will spam paste these one or two quotes over and over and over again saying, Destiny is lying about everything, I can prove it. And it's like, is it impossible that I could recollect whether or not I talked on the phone with this girl? Is that impossible that I could have been incorrect at that moment? No, I must have been correct. I must have a massive child porn lying ring, even though there's no evidence for any of that. These are, like, the issues that basically people run into, yeah. But it's frustrating because, I mean, like, for a court case, we're, what, up to 250 docket entries? I've submitted so much evidence, but, like, on the internet, everybody's like,
you're
well,
on page two. That's very bad.
Yeah, we have these two Discord messages.
Page free.
Maybe,
you
yeah.
Could get page free.
We have these three Discord messages. We know you're lying about everything. Like, I don't know there's no way I can fight against that. Yeah, Jesus, yeah. But what are you going to do?
I mean, okay, so we have the dead end situation. We have the Pixie. I hope that you're more careful when you talk and engage in future, because it does seem that you do attract a certain type of female to you.
Yeah, I mean, again, like, people
like
say this.
Lauren.
People say this. Like, I'm not trying to be weird or whatever, okay? But, like, over the past decade and a half, I've probably hooked up with, like, 250 people, okay? There have been a few that have been, like, crazy, insane people, like, online. But, like, by and large, the vast majority of interactions I have with people are fine and pleasant, right? Like, the vast, vast, vast majority of interactions I have with people are, like, super fine. There have been a couple of, like, crazy-ish people. But, like, even the worst dramas that I've quote-unquote been involved in that have been, like, really bad for me, like, the two that get cited the most, one is with a girl called Anna Voir, and the really horrible thing that people accused me of was that while we were sexting, I told my community that she was crazy. And people are like, this is, like, the worst thing. This girl is, like, 30 years old. She was my age. She's, like, constantly, like, coming on to me. She was also, like, obsessively posting maybe for, like, a year in her fucking stream. But, like, that's the first one. And then the second one is, like, what, the laugh stuff? I don't even know. Nothing just really happened, right? Compared to, like, people getting accused of, like, rape and shit, it'll just be, like, these kind of, like, semi-dramas back and forth, and that's it. So, like, I know there's,
but,
like,
but
this
I worry
idea.
That that's
yeah,
been,
yeah.
Yeah, I worry there's escalation here, you know, and that might, and again, I'm not saying that you did it. I'm just worried there's a lot of false accusations. You know, I'm sure you've read about them online. We sometimes cover them.
Yeah.
Will you sue Lauren De Lagana?
I don't know if there's anything actionable. I will say after this court case, I'll look at every option available to me, 1,000,000,000%. I certainly want to submit bar complaints about Lauren because she is a lawyer and she should know better. I hope I can throw up something in front of Character and Fitness for Pixie. So if she wastes 3 years in law school, she's blocked from ever getting her legal license at the end. And I hope I can do something about this Joanne person because I feel like their conduct has been reprehensible. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's my, I don't know. We'll see what happens, I guess. I don't know. Again, I don't know what's actionable or what's like worth pursuing. At the, but like, also, I really want to sue the solo dude because this guy's fucking sex trafficking a fucking,
You know his real name, right?
I think so.
Okay. Well, unless you want to keep, you know, I'm here, but I don't want to waste too much of your time. You've given me more than enough time. Unless there's something else you want to respond to, I think this was a very good conversation. And
let me. Oh, this guy's just shitposting now because he got fucking demolished. Notice how he doesn't play victim, but in every instance of a bridge burning, it was always all the other people and they backstab him. Ugh, he's mad. He's absolutely owned. Scrolling.
I think it would be impossible to respond to every troll. I do think you have quite a bit of them.
Well, yeah, but there are some arguments that get repeated like over and over again. So it's, you know, if I say it, it's good to respond to them.
Lauren de Laguna, the renowned lawyer, activist, and philanthropist.
True. Well, if nobody else... How's that?
Yeah, I mean, thank you. Maybe after the summary judgment, I would love to have you back on. Do whatever if you won. I'd love to have you back on if you lost. I'd love to have you back on. And then if there is a trial, of course, you know.
You got to show up and court report in person, my dude. That's how it, right?
Yeah, I got to tell you. Or send somebody, right? I got to send somebody with a notepad and start taking notes.
Okay. Well, I love you. Have fun. Be careful, buddy. And stay safe. And yeah, good luck with your... Yeah, good luck.
Well, thank you so much, Destiny. I really do appreciate your time again. And yeah, you stay safe too.
Yeah, have fun. All right. What do we have today, boys? This should be the last thing filed before... Now we're just waiting for the MSJ ruling, I think. Did I say the MSJ motion or the ruling? This was their opposition. It was just more of the they're faking all the evidence bullshit. Can you go through their response for old time's sake? No. I don't even know if I did on stream. I think I read part. It's just the same slop. It's just all like, he's deleting evidence. And at 10:23, he says this. And she says it happened at 6:23. And it says blah, 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 blah. Like, it's all just like, this is a disputed issue of fact for the Abby MC video. The 10:41 a.m. times. Did anybody actually go through and look at this? I don't even know what they're referring to. I don't even know if they've, if I've even looked at this argument before. This is like a totally novel argument, another timestamp one. Did this 10:41 argument come up any other time? Or is this like a new time? At this message at 10:41 a.m. And the defendant, this happened at 2:39 p.m. And so if you're the one suing, you can just lie and make evidence up. I mean, that's what Pixie's done for this entire case. So I don't know. We'll see at the end what recourse there is to me, I guess, for any of this stuff. So on the Reddit, then in their filing, they signal they will be seeking an appeal. I have no clue. Don't even know why they would say that. No clue. But it's all retarded. Defendant's communication logs are unauthenticated, self-created, and the subject of unrebutted forensic evidence of spoliation. Excel spreadsheet is fake. The URLs in the sheet are fake. Timestamps are fake. Defendant's production was not forensically faked. Defendant's forensic fakeness is fake. Abby's testimony is important. They had access to her the whole time. They're lying. Then the last month, they found her address. The November 3rd, 2023 text message is authenticated. The thing that you showed a picture of? So your message is authenticated and mine's not? Excuse me? What? What's the argument for that? Oh, I remember reading something. Oh, they're like, oh, well... The burden to authenticate evidence is not high. It just has to be, like, basically plausible. And requires only a prima facie showing. The evidence is what it purports to be. So basically, it doesn't look right. Which, by the way, hers doesn't. Because it's got a marker all over it. And it's clearly something is edited out. It's funny, though, that, like, this is good enough for their message. But it's not good enough for the mountains of pages of hundreds of pages of logs that I've submitted. Okay. Yeah, it's all just retarded slop. What is this? Our reply to their response. The end of page 6 is the appeal mention. What is this filing? Plaintiff's motion for leave to file under seal exhibits A and C to the declaration of Joan Peters in support of plaintiff's opposition to defendant's motion for summary judgment. Oh, they're just trying to go for a maximal sealing of everything. They want to seal every single fucking thing. They want every single fucking thing sealed for this case. They want everything to be private, everything to be under seal, everything to be inaccessible publicly. Ironically, plaintiff contends in her opposition that Bunnell's motion for summary judgment is little more than a recycled version of his motion to dismiss. Yet that is precisely the point. After 10 months of discovery, plaintiff still cannot establish subject matter jurisdiction. Despite plaintiff's insistence that Bonnell's deposition was essential to establish subject matter jurisdiction, plaintiff identifies no testimony from that deposition that cures the fatal defect. Since filing the complaint in February of 2025, plaintiff has failed to produce any evidence to demonstrate that Bonnell transmitted the sexually explicit video to anyone after October 1st, 2022, the date the Cardi statute went into effect. Accordingly, this case should be dismissed under Rule 12b-1. After indisputably demonstrating that Bonnell's transmission of the video to Rose occurred prior to Cardi's enactment, oh, fuck, I wonder if we quoted, their own expert witness says this, even, so that all that is tossed now. Well, they have the continuous discovery, whatever weird argument. Plaintiff amended her complaint to allege alternative facts and theories in an effort to save subject matter jurisdiction. Plaintiff's entire case now rests on the false, uncorroborated, and untested declaration of Abby MC, a witness that plaintiff's attorneys also represent. Yet, just days after submitting her declaration, Abby MC implicitly disavowed her sworn statement in a text message to Bonnell. I don't want to disenfranchise plaintiff on her case, but I no longer wish to be part of it. The team is misleading and not smart. True. That plaintiff's star witness does not stand by her own testimony, or that plaintiff's star witness does not stand by her own testimony is not surprising, as neither Abby MC herself nor her contentions ever materialized. Despite that plaintiff's counsel represented Abby MC, they failed to have her testify in court and refused to accept a subpoena on her behalf. They delayed providing contact information for her, and when they finally provided an address for service, it was a fake address. Ultimately, Bonnell served Abby MC with a subpoena, but she failed to produce any documents in support of the claims in her declaration or otherwise. Notwithstanding the foregoing, plaintiff still sandbagged Bonnell at the 11th hour, 6 months after the close of discovery. Following plaintiff's deposition, at which plaintiff testified she could not recall her last correspondence with Abby MC, and after the court explicitly ordered that no further discovery be permitted, plaintiff submitted a new Abby MC declaration, dated April 30th, 2026. But even plaintiff's bad faith tactics do not save her claims. The new declaration adds no substantive facts or evidentiary support to establish Bonnell's purported transmission of the video. No such evidence exists. Plaintiff's opportunity to establish subject matter jurisdiction has come and gone. Bonnell's motion should be granted in its entirety. Wait, I mean, she was on your side the whole time then? Did they know that? No, I wouldn't say she was on my side, but we had a conversation a while ago. I thought I went over this on stream where she was basically claiming that she got like bullied into joining this and they were like a bunch of weird people pressuring her on plaintiff's side. This was in messages to me and Darius. I thought I went over this on stream a long time ago. But she was trying to bait you. No. She was trying to bait me before she was represented by Joan. Funnily enough, by the same tactics. I remember when Pixie messaged me and she lied and she's like, are you sure there are no other videos out there? I'm about to kill myself if they are. And then when I said no, that was the Kiwi Farms post that I think was faked by Lauren. When I said no to that, she posted her Substack the next day. And then Abby MC did the same thing to me when she was DMing me on Twitter. She's like, hey, just curious, did you ever share a video with anybody else? And then I think I said, like, I can't discuss anything related to anything even around this court case. Then, like, the next week, Joan mailed me a letter for, like, a $500,000 demand or whatever. So it was the same tactic, basically. But then months later, when I was messaging Abby, and I think Darius might have been talking to her, too, she was basically, like, off the fritz on, like, some crazy, like, shit in terms of everything related to Joan and all this weird shit. But, I mean, I don't know. Did I hear that right? They're starting to call their legal team incompetent. Well, I mean, yeah, fuck. Do I have all these messages still? What the fuck was this even? I'm trying to remember what I even, did I even speak to her on? Oh, wait. Did I ever publish these messages? I don't remember. What did we talk about? I don't know if she was looking to try to settle with me or if she was trying to bait me into saying something. My goal is not to escalate this further or involve more people. This situation has already caused me substantial personal stress, trauma, and disruption, and I am looking for a fair and final resolution between us so we can both move on without further legal or public complications. I feel serious about these things, and I do not want to extort you. Only what's fair. It's in your latest filings. What, all of these messages? Oh, some of them are. Okay. Oh, fuck. Actually, you know what? Maybe I should wait, because maybe something... I don't know. We'll see. Hold on. Okay, let me keep... So basically, where's your court case at this point in time? We're waiting, hopefully, for a final ruling from the judge in 3 weeks. Like, this should be the final thing filed. The judge will rule on the motion for summary judgment. She said it would be either at the end of this month or the beginning of next month. So hopefully by the first week of next month at the latest. And then if she turns it down, then the trial would be, I think, in August. And that would be the end. So... notwithstanding the foregoing, blah, 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 plaintiffs in her bid... To avoid summary dismissal, plaintiff attempts to impose on Bonnell a burden to conclusively disprove subject matter jurisdiction. That is not the law. The burden to establish Subject matter jurisdiction lies squarely on plaintiff. In the face of a factual challenge to subject matter jurisdiction, the burden is on the plaintiff to prove that jurisdiction exists. Likewise, the party invoking the court's jurisdiction bears the burden of proving by a preponderance of the evidence facts supporting the existence of federal jurisdiction. Nor does Rule 56 require Bonnell to prove a negative. Where, as here, the non-movement bears the ultimate burden, the movement may satisfy his initial burden by pointing to an absence of evidence to support the non-moving party's case, or by submitting affirmative evidence showing the non-movement cannot prove her case. Bonnell has done that here. He identified the absence of any competent evidence showing that he transmitted the video to anyone after Cardi's effective date, and he submitted evidence demonstrating that no such transmission occurred. Plaintiff cannot meet her burden of demonstrating subject matter jurisdiction simply by speculating or arguing that Bonnell's evidence might be incomplete or imperfect. Citing other cases. Plaintiff must produce competent evidence of the jurisdictional fact she invokes. Transmission or disclosure of the video by Bonnell. Her failure to do so is fatal. Plaintiff concedes the Rose transmission occurred in April 2022. True. Plaintiff's theory regarding the transmission to Rose evolves with each court filing. True. Plaintiff originally alleged the Bonnell transmitted the video to Rose in October of 2022. She then backtracked, alleging that the transmission occurred sometime in 2022. On October 8th, plaintiff's expert acknowledged that the transmission of the video to Rose occurred in April of 2022. Now plaintiff finally concedes the same. Her concession ends the debate on whether Bonnell's transmission of the video to Rose supports a finding of subject matter jurisdiction. It does not. Plaintiff's continuous accessibility theory fails as a matter of law. Plaintiff's continuous accessibility theory is without merit. Courts have rejected the proposition that a private non-indexed URL is equivalent to a public posting or ongoing dissemination. In Ray v. Greenberg, the court dismissed the argument that sending a Google Drive link to one person was a public disclosure, explaining that emailing a public link to a shared drive to a single person is unlike publicizing information in a regional magazine or newspaper. In the parallel case, Greenberg v. Ray, the court held that a Google Drive was not publicly accessible merely because someone with the exact URL could reach it, because it wasn't just anyone with a browser who could stumble upon the Google Drive on a web search. The internet denizen wishing to access the Google Drive needed to obtain the exact URL. The court concluded that the Google Drive was not accessible to anyone with a web browser because the 68-character URL was non-guessable and non-searchable. An inadvertent disclosure of the URL did not per se grant authorization. I think I read this underlying case, and this was crazy because I think the person had accidentally published the link like in a screenshot so people could see the link, and somebody tried to sue this person saying, well, look, you published the information online. And even in that case, the court said, well, no, them mistakenly publishing the link is not the same as them publishing the material online, even though it was a public link, even though they published, I think, where that URL could be found, like on a paper or something where people could type in it. This is a meritless argument. This is the dumbest argument in the universe. Plaintiff's reliance on Doe v. Unknown Party is misplaced. There, the defendant published plaintiff's intimate material on a public pornographic website. Here, Bonnell did no such thing. Nothing in Unknown Party suggests that a private Discord attachment amounts to an ongoing disclosure by the original sender. Indeed, no court has held that a one-to-one message, especially one sent before the statute's effective date, constitutes an ongoing disclosure under Cardi. Plaintiff's expert admits to speculating. The so-called expert testimony of Jesus Pena is based entirely on speculation and text that he copied and pasted from the QB Farms website. Nevertheless, Pena fails to identify any post-Cardi transmission of the video or any person who supposedly accessed the video through a private URL inaccessible to anyone without the unique link. He further fails to establish any search engine record, index result, public webpage, access log, or forensic artifact demonstrating that the URL was publicly discoverable or continuously accessible. In fact, Pena admits that the length of the permanent URL made it virtually impossible for anyone to guess it, and that it is not definitively known if Google ever indexed the video. Pena's unsupported conclusion that dissemination likely occurred is insufficient to create a genuine dispute of material fact as a matter of law. The new ABMC declaration and exhibit failed to establish subject matter jurisdiction. For over a year, plaintiff has exclusively relied on the false, uncorroborated, and untested claims in ABMC's declaration. For months, plaintiff and her counsel obstructed access to ABMC, failed to voluntarily produce her to testify at the preliminary injunction hearing, refused to accept service of a subpoena on her behalf, and refused to provide valid contact information for her. ABMC did not appear at the June 3rd, 2025 evidentiary hearing. She was never produced for deposition, and she failed to respond to Bonnell's valid subpoena. Yet nearly a year later, and after the close of discovery, after our depositions, by the way, on May 1st, 2026, plaintiff sandbagged Bonnell by producing a new ABMC declaration, the day after my deposition, by the way. Plaintiff's untimely submission of the new ABMC declaration is improper. On April 21st, 2026, the court ordered the parties to conduct depositions within 10 days. The court explicitly ruled that no other discovery is permitted. During those 10 days, the court did not reopen discovery or permit plaintiff to procure new declarations from ABMC, Pena, or anyone else. Critically, at her April 27th, 2026 deposition, plaintiff testified that she was still not aware of any evidence that she had not previously submitted any to the court, demonstrating that Bonnell transmitted the video to anyone after the effective date of the Cardi statute. Despite these representations, plaintiff produced and then filed the new Abiyamsi declaration just days later. Courts routinely exclude declarations submitted at summary judgment where the opposing party was deprived of a meaningful opportunity to conduct discovery. But even if the court were to consider the new Abiyamsi declaration, it fails to establish a genuine dispute of material fact. The declaration is materially identical to Abiyamsi's prior declaration and adds no new facts supporting subject matter jurisdiction. Critically, the declaration fails altogether to establish an actual transmission of the video. Indeed, had such a transmission occurred, a record would appear in both Bonnell's and Abiyamsi's communication logs. Abiyamsi has refused to produce them. The Abiyamsi exhibit fails to cure plaintiff's jurisdictional defect. Plaintiff places substantial weight on Abiyamsi's alleged November 3rd, 2023 text message to an unidentified third party. The exhibit does not attach or identify the referenced video, nor does it contain any evidence that Bonnell sent the video to Abiyamsi. At most, the exhibit constitutes Abiyamsi's out-of-court characterization of what she claims to have received. That is insufficient to avoid summary judgment under Rule 56. A non-movement must come forward with evidence that is significantly probative, not merely colorable, speculative, or ambiguous. Rather than provide probative evidence of the alleged transmission, for example, a screenshot of a message in which Bonnell supposedly sent the video, or proof of the Google Drive link that Bonnell allegedly shared with Abiyamsi, plaintiff relies on a single, self-serving, and uncorroborated text message purportedly from Abiyamsi to an unidentified third party, dated November 3rd, 2023, wherein Abiyamsi wrote, "I have videos of him fucking Cherry and Pixie, like Limfeo. He just sent me another one. I haven't opened it." The redacted message does not establish that Bonnell transmitted the video to Abiyamsi. The sender is not even identified, and there is no indication of how or when the transmission supposedly occurred. Ironically, the word lying is the only text visible behind the sloppy redaction job. Abiyamsi's declaration exhibit do not come close to establishing that Bonnell transmitted the video to her at all. Plaintiff could have submitted proof of such a transmission, and she has not done so, and for good reason, it never happened. The undisputed evidence established Bonnell did not transmit the video to Abiyamsi at any time. This is going through here. Boom, boom. Plaintiff's allegations of spoliation is meritless. It's based on spoliation was not filed. Plaintiff instead submitted a new report from a purported expert, Jesus Pena, who falsely accuses Bonnell of evidence spoliation. Blah, blah, blah. Plaintiffs cannot convert unsupported allegations of spoliation into evidence of a post-Cardi disclosure. Judgment or expert, blah, 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 blah. Plaintiff's reliance on probably some dumb shit. The court should decline to exercise, blah, 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 blah. Okay. What are our affidavits? Is this just my statement of fact? I think it's a new statement of fact. Yeah. Okay. What is this? Declaration of Jake's statement of fact. Oh, okay. Joan Peters. When was this? May 1st, 2026. A couple weeks ago. Counsel, pursuant to Federal Rules, Civil Procedure 26E, we are providing the new and current address and phone number of our witness, Abiyamsi, which we just obtained. What a piece of shit, dude. Also attached is a new declaration from Abiyamsi. Abiyamsi's contact information and the declaration are submitted pursuant to the court's protective order at docket 116 under for attorney's eyes only. What a motherfucker, dude. Unreal. Actually fucking unbelievable. My God. Exhibit R, filed under seal, deposition transcript of plaintiff. Supplemental declaration of defendant's hearing support of motion. I'm reaching out because Darius advised me to, although I don't know why I listened. He just knew me well enough to figure I probably wouldn't have meant to get myself into this giant fucking mess. What was that? What did I say before? Why do you keep saying that you're not incriminating yourself ever? Some of what she says in here, this is a huge disruption in my life, and I'm not personally asking for either of those amounts. I like how she says that, like, she wasn't asking me for the money that Joan... So did Joan just, like, make shit up and put him in these things to send to me? Was Pixie's dad making shit up? Was Pixie making shit up? Remember, in her deposition, Pixie couldn't point to any damages at all. And she said the $15 million number. She said that was attorney-client privilege. She couldn't discuss any of it, which makes it sound like her attorney just made it up for her, or her dad did. She says, so Abby said to me, there's a huge disruption in my life, and I'm not personally asking for either of those amounts. I do want to work with you, but I'm also not going to incriminate myself to you. I'm not that retarded. I said, if that's what the legal process is for, then I have no idea why you're reaching out to me or why we're communicating here instead of just via lawyers then. And then I said, why do you keep saying this? You're not incriminating yourself ever unless you're saying you're lying about something. She says, I'm reaching out because Darius advised me to, although I don't know why I listened. He just knew me well enough to figure I probably wouldn't have meant to get myself into this giant fucking mess. I'm being careful with my words. I am scared, Stephen. You are intimidating. I don't want to disenfranchise Pixie or her case, but I no longer wish to be a part of it. The team is misleading and not smart. Oh, shit, this was about Pixie's case and legal team. Oh, I didn't even fucking remember this. Jesus, how long ago was this? I don't want to disenfranchise Pixie or her case. Oh, my one hunch. I think it was right then. I think I think Jistical did forward that DM to Joan or Pixie, and then they're the ones that bullied or harassed Abby to join their lawsuit. I bet that's what happened. I don't want to disenfranchise Pixie. Where is it? Okay, yeah. Or her case, I don't like wish to be a part of it. The team is misleading and not very smart. I just don't feel safe enough to speak freely. You just called me an insane bitch and have contacted every person online I associated with. I said, when did I call you an insane bitch? What, LOL? Quote, intimidating, end quote. You're the one who reached out demanding $500,000. How am I the one being intimidating here? She said, okay, I'm so tired of this shit personally. I'm taking the Darius route. He's not even wrong. I said, ? You self-inserted into all of this, came out of nowhere with a $500,000 demand, seemed to be lying about stuff I've sent you in order to get paid by me, and now you're saying you're the one who's tired? ? How does that even make sense? LOL. And then she says, okay, I'm explaining. I'm bad at communicating over text. I know you're talking to Wes and weird other people I never really involved myself with and have mentioned me, like here, for starters. And then she shows a screenshot of me in chat saying she was literally snooping through my wife's diary in my apartment and taking pictures and sending it to people. She is insane / unhinged. Then she says, I self-inserted. I'm not lying about stuff. I don't want even really a lot of money, I swear. I just want the lawyers to stop blowing up my phone while I work. I said, I don't see insane bitch anywhere there. And yeah, you taking pictures of my wife's diary to send around to friends was super, super weird. I had no idea you did that. She said, insane, true, not bitch. I exaggerated. That was still defamatory. I had no idea you did a few things either. I said, defamatory? To state my opinion that it's unhinged and insane for you to secretly take pictures of my wife's diary and send them to people? LOL. Okay, well, good luck. I hope you know perjury is a felony, even in a civil case. I don't know if that's true or not. And I do have copies of all of my conversations, whether I've deleted them on Discord or not. I didn't want to escalate. I'm already at work. Yeah, I came to you and I thought we could resolve this personally for like, I don't know, a couple grand so I can pay off my car. I have all the tapes still and conversations as well. Oh, she says she has all the tapes and conversations as what? Tapes as well. Tapes. She's like 23. Why is she even using the word tapes? Does she even know what a tape is? I have all the tapes still and fuck. I should have. When did I have this conversation? Why don't I remember turning more of this over to my, lawyers, or maybe I did. Oh, no, I must have, I guess, if they saw it, because I didn't, because they have it, I guess. Wait, what the fuck? She says she has all of our conversations. I have all the tapes still and conversation as well. I don't see where the perjury would lie. I have them before you deleted them as well. So, yeah, I just wanted it to be over. Sorry to bother you, I suppose. You can have your opinion, man. It just looks defamatory for the purpose of the case. Yeah, looks bad is what I really mean to say. I have never sent you anything at all related to Pixie. This is a total fabrication on your end, LOL. I know, and then she said, I know that's the main point of the suit and what caused this avalanche, but that is not the main point of this conversation. It's me and how I've been fucked. If you're convinced that it's fabrication, no. Now, maybe she went to say, if you're convinced it's fabrication now, and I'm sure you've done plenty of the research, I just don't know if it matters to you, the other evidence I do have that can help these girls, but there's a bigger picture. I said, right. And she said, I wanted my piece, and out of you want to threaten me with perjury? Go ahead. That's fine. I'm sure that will win. Do you want me to send you proof of the media? Or like, I've also taken very light action officially as of right now. I really wanted that opportunity to leave, but if you don't want to personally settle, I will continue. Isn't this blackmail or extortion? If she's trying to personally settle with me and they've already sent me a demand letter, I'm pretty sure this is not allowed, but whatever. Whatever, dude. I responded to her, do you want me to send you proof of the media? And I said, this would be helpful, so I know this is serious and not just a random claim you're making. Yes. She said, okay, but you can understand how that wouldn't feel morally right to do without officially removing myself first from that case. I need to finish work and decide if I'm willing to compile that and how to safely and without hurting anyone. And also, of what media? Are you only interested in Pixie's and everyone else's, including mine? And I say, just the Pixie stuff. I'm not asking for anyone else's stuff or information about anyone else. And she said, okay, well, I won't be providing that for you, as I still have affiliation with the case until I am no longer involved. I only want to settle my personal matter and media and uninvolve myself from the case. Apologies if I've misled you. I've been very stressed at work and have been awful at communicating as efficiently as I'd like. In that case, I'll be continuing to move forward. Apologies, Stephen. I'm aware of your threats of perjury. They do not scare me. Thank you. Have a nice day. Again, I did not want to demand that much in the stipulations. Those were not my decision, and I recognize my legal team is not as competent as I'd like right now. I said, I can't threaten you with perjury. That's a crime you commit all on your own, whether you lie to the court. Good day. It's so fucking wild, bro. Jesus fucking Christ. Are those from Doe? No, those are from fucking Abby, dude. They're star witness. I didn't even remember that. She told me like 12 times, I have all the evidence. I saved everything. And then she tried to blackmail me. This is blackmail. What exactly would you be paying for? I don't know. She made it sound like she wanted me to give her a few thousand dollars to go away from this case. Destiny, this could be Lauren or Joanne on the Abby account trying to get you on stuff. I don't know. Jesus Christ. Did you turn all these over? I don't remember, but I must have. One, I'm supposed to. And then two, they have them, I guess, because they're posting part of them. So I must have, yeah. This was a while ago. Am I having brain? Am I losing my mind? Oh, this is last year. Sorry. Oh, Jesus. This is May of 2025. It's like, wait a second, May 7th? Wait, have I read these on stream before? Wait, that's crazy. So she admitted that she had everything. She had all the evidence. Would she really go to trial on that? How could they sit her down and have her answer questions? Oh, by the way, you can also see, it's funny, you can see here why it's probably not ethical for the same lawyer to represent multiple litigants against like the same party if they're not certified as a class, because there could be like a huge conflict of interest there. Like there probably is, let's say that I felt like Abby had a legitimate claim against me. And let's say that I felt like Pixie had a legitimate claim against me. Well, Pixie sued me for $15 million. Abby sent a demand letter to me for $500,000 and she's Pixie's only witness. Well, what if I would settle with Abby under the agreement that as per the terms of our agreement, you drop every claim you have related to any of this ever for the rest of your life. And here's $10,000. Well, how does Abby's lawyer approach that settlement? Abby's lawyer can't accept that because she would be fucking over Pixie, her other client, right? Because now she's removing the star witness from Pixie's case in order to sell. So she can't represent Abby's best interest, or she can't represent Pixie's her best interest. Like, this is why you can't. That's just so crazy, bro. It's so, like, obviously unethical. Like, you can't. Wait, this is exactly the wire plot, is it? At Destiny, can you pay a witness? I don't know, but Pixie kind of, the representation she paid for all of them. Sorry I'm behind, but those Abby messages sound like the most cringe setup. Simply to see if you bite and pay her Insta obvious. Oh, sure. You should have seen the ones that she sent me on Twitter. I think I mentioned those before. Where she was like, hey, LOL, I missed you. I love you. You're so cute. Blah, blah, blah. Just curious. Have you ever sent any videos of us banging to like anybody else? I just want to know for no reason, LOL. It was just like, what? Are you okay? Jesus Christ. It was like the same script that Pixie did with less suicidality. I don't think you mentioned this. I know I did. I went through these. What was her name on Twitter? Fuck, her thing doesn't pop up in my chat history, but I feel like Twitter deleted a whole bunch of old DMs recently. I don't know. I'm sure I've got screenshots buried in some fucking folder somewhere. Okay, well, please, Lord God. That should be, I think that's got to be the last thing filed. So within 3 to 4 weeks... Destiny, so we know at this point that she was just bluffing, right? What other reason would she have to not turn over this destructive evidence? Well, either she's bluffing or I'm just lying, and I've lied to the court, and I've lied to my whole fan base, and I've lied to every single fucking person in my life, just praying that they don't have evidence, I guess. That could be possible. But, and they decided not to submit any of their evidence just so they could bring it up in court in the most dramatic manner possible. We're going to see the Lauren Depot videos. How would I even have those videos?
A chess game, but can I ask you to put your phone to the side?
These ones?
Focus on the
Shh. The manifesto, okay? We just need this case to be over.